Hello, everyone. I am Jack Bosma. I'm an instructor trainer. I develop, implement, instruct, evaluate, design, and deliver courses. Any language, any lesson, anytime, anywhere. Your vision is my mission for knowledge acquisition, and your mission is my vision for knowledge acquisition. I enjoy what I do. I like connecting with everyone. How may I assist you? My name is Jack Bosma. It's nice to meet you. I deliver my introductions in different ways to different audiences, but I focus on the basic core elements that I've demonstrated here. It's very important that I have my elevator pitch, which is quite simply, your vision is my mission, or your mission is my vision for knowledge acquisition. Your vision is my mission, and your mission is my vision for language acquisition. I change the last part because depending upon the audience that I'm interacting with, I can connect with that audience rapidly. I can say business acquisition. I can say BConnect customer acquisition and tailor make that last part of my pitch on the spot. So welcome Tom, welcome Bill, welcome Joe, welcome Ann, welcome Caroline, welcome Susan, welcome Lisa, welcome Ann. I'm making these names up right now, but I'm using names that are popular for men and women, because even if I have not had the opportunity to personally connect with the audience, by using names that are common, I can guarantee you that someone in the audience has that name. And by welcoming people by name, I have the opportunity to make a personal connection with someone, and I don't even know you. And I always say to people, you don't know Jack. You don't know Jack. But now you do, as a result of using that name. And when I introduce myself, I introduce myself using my name twice, the first time and the second time, so that people can remember it. It's very important to make that personal and professional connection with our audience members. And when we welcome a person by name, we draw them in. Notice the words that I'm using right now. We, our, not using the word you, your. I'm not lecturing. I'm including, I'm inclusive. Diversity, equality, inclusion. Everyone is included. We, our, let's focus on certain skills. For powerful presentations, thank you very much for the beautiful slide, Caroline. I appreciate it. This was very short notice. I use PPPPP. I look at my five fingers on my hands. Five fingers. We plan, we prepare, we practice, we present, and then we start planning again for our next presentation. While we are delivering our first presentation, we're planning the next presentation in our minds. That's why I use plan at the beginning of the process, and I use plan at the conclusion of the process. And when I do things, I use the hamburger approach. The first slice of bread is the first thing that we do. The hamburger or the meat is our presentation. It's our focus. It's our content. And then the final slice of bread is our conclusion, our ending, when it's over. The most important thing we can do during a presentation is not the presentation. We can make all kinds of mistakes on our presentation. Doesn't really matter. We may notice our mistakes, but the audience won't in most cases. The important thing to remember is our introduction and our conclusion. Because we have to make people feel special. People don't care how much we know until we know, until they know how we make them feel. The introduction. We have to get the introduction right. Then during the conclusion, we also have to get the conclusion right as well. We have to thank people by name for attending our event. We have to tell the attendees what our expectations are, what we want them to do for us. Please refer others. Please share this link with your friends. May I invite you to create the presentation with me next time? Yes, I've actually done that during conclusions. I've invited people to co-create or create additional presentations based on my presentation. Because once the event is over or concluded, I want to keep it moving. I want to keep that event moving. The content's been created, the recording is turned off. I want to keep it moving. And I keep it moving by inviting people to take the content that's been created and recreate it. And I will communicate with people on any social media platform that they're on. I go to them. I don't expect them to come to me. Because the main issue on the internet and all internet interactions and activities is the word trust. The technology is very fast, so my trust ability and capability must also be very fast. The reason the internet is not used to its maximum ability and capability is because we trust. I have to trust my audience immediately so that I can use the technology with that trust appropriately. I introduce myself, I welcome people by name, because I want to establish that trust, and then we can continue to use the technology that's being provided after that trust. This is a very powerful slide that was developed to me by Carolyn in a very short period of time. And the reason the slide is so important is because it emphasizes the topics. It keeps me focused. The delivery of the presentation is not the issue. It's the planning, the preparation, the practice, the presentation, and then the subsequent planning again for the next presentation. We must do all of these things together. And we must have the proper tools for our presentation. We must have the handouts. We must have the critique sheets, the presentation. We must have all of these things. And everything that we develop and utilize in our presentation, we must immediately be able to provide all of that content to the audience. To serve as a reminder or a remembrance of attending the event. The most important thing that we can provide to anyone participating in an event, the most important thing that we can provide to anyone participating in an event is a certificate. The most important thing that we can provide to anyone participating in an event is a certificate. And I can say this numerous times to ensure understanding and agreement. The reason a certificate is so important is it because it has my name on it, not your name. It has my name on it. And if it has my name on it and it has the title of the event on it, the most important thing a person can do is take that certificate once I sign it and put it in their office somewhere. So, what I'm going to ask Caroline to do is take this slide only, send it to me in PDF format or send it to me, it doesn't matter the format, and I can attempt to put my name on it with an S or put Caroline's name on it with an S for signed, doesn't even matter. But we want to ensure that this slide will be our certificate, something very simple and very efficient. It has the title of the event, and we can simply take the slide and put the date on it, put Caroline's name on it, and Jack Bosma's name on it. That's it. and we can create a signature. We could put the attendee's name on it as well. But the most important thing we can put on this slide is Caroline's name and Jack Bosma's name. Because when this certificate is displayed in a public place, in an office, hanging on a wall, in a frame, on a windowsill somewhere, people will see the names Caroline Biasolski, and they will see the name Jack Bosma. Powerful presentations with Caroline and Jack. The name is emphasized in the title. So we have the name Caroline and Jack, Caroline and Jack, Caroline Biasolski and Jack Bosma. Caroline, Jack. A very powerful attraction for large and enthusiastic and global audiences. And all we are doing is replicating our message. The presentation is about powerful presentations. The title of the slide is Powerful Presentations. The creators of the content are Caroline Biasolski and Jack Bosma. The certificate says Powerful Presentations. We have a match. We have congruency. We're hitting the bullseye. We're not only hitting the target, we're hitting the bullseye. Powerful presentation. Powerful presentation. Caroline Biasolski. Jack Bosma. Jack, Caroline. I can repeat myself over and over and over again. The message is the same. It's very important. PP, PP, P. It never changes. Plan, prepare, practice, present, and plan again. I use the same five-finger methodology for introducing myself because I can put gentle pressure on my fingers as I'm providing my introduction. I do my name and hello. I do what I do, my middle finger, why I like to do it, my ring finger, my name again for emphasis, and then my pinky or fifth digit for nice to meet you. I have to have that five-finger methodology in my head. That way, when I'm delivering presentations to one or 1,000 people, I'm simply putting slight digital pressure on the finger that I'm using so that I can remember where I am. And if I make a mistake or forget to provide some key information or forget a key word or a phrase in my presentation, I simply go back on my fingers, put some gentle pressure on the finger that I wish to discuss the content on, and resume from there. I had an individual come up to me during a presentation, and they taught me a very valuable lesson. And I've done the same thing for individuals that I'm mentoring. And what I did was something very simple. The person walked up to me and they smiled and they unplugged my presentation. They simply unplugged the device. The power was immediately shut down. They smiled at me and they sat down. I immediately learned a very valuable lesson at that time. I had no presentation. So what I did as a result of it, I simply created one slide that I always have a copy of. And that's why I asked Caroline to put a slide up with all of the event content, one slide. Caroline informed me that the print was very small. I said, make it two slides. Because as long as I have a slide with the event objectives and I make a copy of it, I can unplug my own presentation. I don't even need power for the device that I'm using, because I have the event description in its detailed format on a slide that I've made a copy of. It's very valuable information, ladies and gentlemen. I had to give a presentation to 500 people once, and the first thing I did was I unplugged my own presentation. I unplugged the entire PowerPoint presentation device. What did that do for my audience? It gave me instant credibility. People were shocked. I unplugged my own presentation and I started laughing. And I laughed for about 2 or 3 minutes briefly. I walked around the room meeting people. I unplugged my own presentation, eliminated the power, and started shaking hands with people in the audience. What did that do for my credibility? The credibility, the trust was immediately established. People asked me to plug my presentation back in. I said, why? Do you want me to plug the presentation? How many people in the audience would like me to re-plug in my presentation? I used it as a credibility exercise. Bob, would you like me to plug in my presentation? Yeah, Jack, I'd like you to plug in your presentation. Okay, Susan, would you like me to plug in my presentation? Yes, Jack, I'd like you to plug in the presentation. Clarence, Robert, Joseph, Ann, Susan, Lisa, would you like me to, I use names. I'm walking around the room, you know, laughing, smiling, talking to people. This was during the presentation. This was during the presentation I did this. I wasn't even doing anything. I wasn't even talking about plan, prepare, practice, present, and plan again, or anything. I taught everyone a valuable skill. I had people come up to me at the conclusion of the presentation, after I received a standing ovation from 500 people or so in the audience. I was laughing, they were laughing. I was very proud. I was so proud of the impact that that exercise had that I share it with others. We're not here to embarrass each other. We're here to help each other. We start on time. We finish on time. We engage with our audience. We make the presentation that's about our audience, not about us. Everything that I ask people to do has a reason. And everything that people ask me to do has a reason. I respect that person's issues and requests, and I expect the same thing in return. The most important thing about successful presentation deliveries, not only of our own content, but the content and presentation delivery of others, all comes down to one word, and that one word is support. Caroline is supporting me. Caroline believes 100% in support. Caroline is listening. She's ready to support me by interacting with me. She provides any service that I need. Carolyn, I need a slide. She created this slide. Carolyn, I'd like you to take the event description and put it on one slide or two if the print is too small. And that's my reason for doing that, so that I can copy that slide and have it. I have a piece of paper with it. I can refer to it. Nothing has been compromised. And my ability and capability to provide presentations will continue uninterrupted without any type of delivery discussion or any type of difficulty. It will immediately occur. I'm not skipping a beat. I'm continuing on with my presentation, and I'm sharing the content that needs to be shared. I just heard a noise, and I want to eliminate the discussion or distraction. So I want to ensure that I'm connecting immediately with Carolyn and we're sharing our event so that others can benefit from it as well. This is very important. I want to welcome everyone to our presentation, and now I will ask for questions. I encourage everyone that's attending this event to share it with others, and not only to share it with others, but to ensure that others share it with others. I'm highly interactive. During events, what I always encourage people to do is communicate with me in the chat. Hence, whenever I have an event, I always have someone in the audience, even an attendee, designated to monitor the chat area. Because some people feel more comfortable using chats versus talking verbally. Some people like the texting. I have talking and texting. Some people are hybrids. They enjoy using both methods of communication. But I want to be responsive to the way people learn. And I want to ensure that if I have a texting ability or capability, as I have a talking ability or capability, and I want to use that texting ability or capability. If I make a mistake, that's fine. I notice all of my mistakes, but my audience doesn't. And that's a good thing. I encourage my audience to interact with me on the presentation. And I even tell my audience when my next event is so that I can invite them to speak. That's right. Nobody does these things. I encourage the audience to come to my next presentation so that they can present my presentation for me. Who does this? I do this because imitation is the highest form of flattery, or something like that I heard once a long time ago. If people want to practice delivering presentation skills or practice creating their own presentations, I simply ask them to come back and represent or represent mine. Represent or represent. It's very important. Public speaking is a skill that can be very personally and professionally crafted to ensure success. I've had people come to me for presentation guidance. They're overwhelmed, they're confused, they're scared. I ask them for one slide. And I ask them to present that one slide to me. Present one slide to me. Because if we only have one slide to present, we cannot make a mistake. We talk about the one slide. Many people will present 20, 30, 40, 50 slides to me. Jack, I need some help minimizing this. I need, yeah, your first slide. What does your first slide have on it? Does it have the title? Does it have the names of the presenters or co-presenters as well? Does it have the information that we want to use to convey to our audience? We're done. What I could do if I had more time is I could use the word powerful. Think about the P. What could I talk about in the P? What could I talk about with the O? What could I talk about with the W? What could I talk about with the E? What could I talk about with the R? What could I talk about with the F? What could I talk about with the U? And what could I talk about with the L? And I could make it all up. I could make it all up. The audience wouldn't know. All the audience would know is that I'm a very, very competent and confident presenter. And I delivered a presentation based on the word and the letters it contained, powerful. I would get a standing ovation anyway because I focused on the objective. I've done that a few times. I've been called on to provide presentations with as little as 5 minutes of preparation time. That was event number one. I've had to do that several times. I also had an individual living in Libya who contacted me online because he had to deliver a presentation in Sapienza, Italy. I will say the name again, Sapienza, Italy, because there's a university in Sapienza, Italy, that provides academic degrees and doctorate information. The person contacted me. They were frozen. They were not able to communicate effectively in English. They were nervous. They were scared of everything. Great man. Beautiful man. He called me. I won't use the name for posterity. I want to protect the individual. I said, how many minutes do I have to provide your presentation? He said, Mr. Jack, I'm so sorry. I said, stop. How much time do I have to prepare and deliver the presentation? He said, Jack, I have about five minutes. I said, send me the link. He sent me the link. He sent me the presentation. I asked him if the presentation could be defended if it had academic rigor and the presentation was set up professionally to the best of his ability. I will release a name. It doesn't matter. Dr. Shabani, now Dr. Shabani, a dentist, Dr. Shabani, gave me his best effort. I said, if you give me your best effort, then I can give you my best effort. And I did. I delivered the thesis based on the slides that were presented to me. And the slides were concerning endodontics, a dental term or a dental process. I'm not a dentist, and I have very limited familiarity with the professional term that was created. But what I do have is organizational skills. And what I do have is desire to help others. As a result of the delivery of that presentation for Dr. Shabani in Sapienza, Italy, he was listening in from Libya, and I'm in the United States. Everyone clapped. The entire lecture hall got up. They were smiling. They were clapping. They addressed me as Dr. Bosma. They addressed me as Dr. Bosma because they assumed that I was a doctor, that I was a dentist, and that I was simply helping out soon-to-be Dr. Shabani in Libya. This was not the case. I informed several of the academic board members of my educational level that I have, in fact, obtained a master's degree, but my specialty was not dentistry, and more specifically, my specialty was not endodontics. They were amazed. They were amazed. They were completely overwhelmed at my ability and capability to deliver a lecture or a presentation that I had never even seen before. But I did it with my knowledge of Dr. Shabani, and I did it with my knowledge of how slides are assembled for academic rigor, and I did it with my knowledge and desire to help people. Some very valuable lessons, very valuable tools that I learned. I'll be stopping at the 30-minute mark because I don't want to overwhelm our audience. And I want to encourage the exchange and back and forth dialogue of information. I'm very directive when people first meet me. And I always ask them to do it my way the first time. But my promise to everyone that I work with is we will do it your way from that point on. The second rendition or iteration is done your way. The third rendition or iteration is done your way. That's how it works. That's my promise to everyone I work with. I work with people online to get things done. I enjoy what I'm doing, and I like building teams. When I've done something, it's already completed. All I ask in return is that the person who follows what I do simply takes the content that I prepared and delivered and makes it better. Because as long as we're knowing and growing and learning, our enthusiasm and our desire cannot be stopped. When we learn as children, we learn because we're excited, we're having fun, we're playing. The same type of characteristics that enable effective learning as a child should also be manifested in adult interactions. We have to be learning. We have to be having fun. We have to enjoy what we're doing. We have to explore new technologies. We don't have to be familiar with them, but we have to express or display a willingness to learn. Once we exemplify these critical elements or skills, and desire to work with others rapidly, we are, in fact, perfecting our skills on a daily basis. And that enthusiasm will never stop. It will continue. Find people that we can connect with, or as I like to say, connecticate with, connect and communicate. Invite, excite, engage, and support. It's who we are and what we do. And these qualities should be reflected in our actions, particularly in the online communication environment. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed learning with you. Please share our content with others.